Jeff, I want to talk about unilateral training. Let's start with what is it?
Well, it's a method of training using one limb at a time, Gregor. So in traditional weight training movements, we use both limbs concurrently to complete a resistance task, and that we call it bilateral training. And I guess the easiest example would be like a bench press, because we would use both arms to press the weight off your chest. For a lower body exercise, like a back squat would be an example of a bilateral training exercise where the barbell rests on your back and you squat the weight with both legs at the same time. So that's what unilateral training, or I'm sorry, that's bilateral training. But the unilateral training is where we work one limb by itself.
Why is it important?
Well, it helps to uncover strength deficiencies from the left to the right side. So, for example, if you're doing lunges or something like that, you might find if you're right side dominant, for example, when you go down into the lunge, you're a lot more stable on your right side. And then you'll find that you can't stabilize the weight load to the same efficiency on the left. So it helps you to derive strength parity from left to right. And it ensures like an even power output, like if you're a sprinter or you're a cyclist. And the best way I could explain it, can you imagine like if you had too much power, like in your car on the right side, I mean, you'd be turning circles all the time, right? It's the same way in your body. I mean, I'm exaggerating the motion, but it would be very easy not to be very efficient and be driving to one side if you were too strong or too powerful. And if you think about how people or athletes move, it's always one leg in front of the other when we run or when you cycle. You know, it's one leg, you know, pushing the other. A boxer would use in his upper body, you know, he'd set up, you know, a punch with a jab. So he's alternating back and forth, or she's alternating back and forth. In sports like tennis, you use one limb. So in essence, this type of training modality, it becomes more life or sport specific. And I'm not saying that it's better than the bilateral training. I'm just saying that people should understand it. And both methods are really important to incorporate into your training. Another important factor, too, is the balance, overall joint stabilization. So it can be dramatically improved when you're training one limb at a time. You have to work like so much harder to stabilize when you've got an external load on your body. And I'll use the example of doing like a pistol squat, and you're trying to go down deep on one leg and then hold a weight on one side of your body. Like your core systems are working overtime to stabilize your skeleton in that case. And lastly, like one of the really important reasons why is that if you are going through rehabilitation, and let's say, for example, you damage your left arm or shoulder, and if you're doing exercises on the right side of your body, your right arm works just fine, there's a crossover effect, rigor, like a neuromuscular benefit from working your good side. So it provides a stimulus from a neuromuscular perspective for the side that's damaged. So it can be an important rehabilitation tool as well.
Jeff Woods from Custom Fit joins us. What are some examples of unilateral movements?
Okay, so let's say for a whole body unilateral movement, an example would be like a single arm dumbbell farmer's walk. So you're just walking a required distance and you're putting one foot in front of the other. You might be going 10 or 20 meters and you've got a dumbbell on one side of your body. That would be one example. Or maybe it's a single arm overhead dumbbell waiter walk. So you're holding a weight up over your head and you're just walking. Or maybe you're doing walking lunges at the same time. So those would be good whole body unilateral movements. Upper body pressing movements, just a single arm dumbbell chest press. And that's a simple one. I'm sure many people have done that. Or a barbell landmine press. And all that is, you've got your barbell and you've got a plate or a weight on the end of that barbell. And you might be in a split lunge position or down on one knee, but your legs are in a split position. And then you're pushing the dumbbell up. That would be a good upper body unilateral movement. For upper body pulls, just a simple dumbbell roll or a cable roll. That would suffice. And then for lower body, just doing like a dumbbell or a barbell split squat. and I'm sure many people have done this sort of thing and probably not really given it a lot of thought. But again, if we look at sort of the movements in our day-to-day life and how we walk and run and cycle and all of that, it really does make sense to do it just from a performance perspective.
I was watching a young NHL player train, I want to say last summer, and I noticed they did a lot of one-legged things. And when you think of hockey, you know, rarely when you're skating are both feet on the ice at the same time, right? Very rare, except unless you're basically standing still. And it's just, so you have to create that balance and be able to create force and power off of one leg. And I know you mentioned the pistol squat, which is obviously very difficult, but if we just talk about the average person, is it the Bulgarian split squat where you put one leg behind you on the like the on the bench, and then you bend down, and so you only have the one leg in front of you, and you go up and down on that leg, and then you could just add weight to make it harder? That's considered unilateral too?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great example, Gregor. And it's, as long as somebody doesn't have a pre-existing knee problem, that is a wonderful exercise to sort of initiate your first experience with unilateral training. It's great. The progression can go from body weight to holding a few dumbbells and or holding one dumbbell on one side. It's great. And the point you bring up about hockey players or just athletes in general, those that can sort of, you know, still make a play where they may be losing their balance, but still trying to sort of make a shot on net, like on one skate, or a football player who is, you know, like diving, like he's in a running mode and then dives off one leg and is going to make a catch with one hand. Like, you see this in sports every weekend on all the highlight reels. So, I mean, if you're training for that sort of thing, it makes sense that when it's go time, you're going to be ready for it a lot more efficiently than if you don't train for those scenarios. Hey, one other thing before we go. This weekend, if anybody is looking for something to do, we've got that ITU triathlon series at Horlack Park. That might be kind of entertaining for 3 days. That's the one that you and I did in the corporate relay a few years back.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't like my run. You thought I was a little slow. I wasn't giving
your running
enough.
Pace was less than desirable. It's like you thought you were running a 20K race when it was only 5.
I'm not a runner, Gregor, but listen, I'm working on it, okay? And one other thing that's going on this weekend that might be kind of interesting, Northlands Park, the Beach Volleyball World Tour, they've dumped in tons of sand on the horse track, and you'll be able to watch volleyball all weekend, and it'll be world class. It'll be great. So,
yeah, the volleyball, I'm very intrigued to watch. There's no question about it. You know, that there's also a big soccer match on Saturday. Though, to be honest, I don't know much about it, and so I'm trying to get some details on it. But the volleyball, I'm very intrigued by, especially because the Canadians just won. So should be good to see. Jeffrey, always good to talk to you. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, good, Gregor. Thanks, man. Bye.